Blog Talk Radio.
So tonight we are talking about how to say Becky Hoots, the prenup, non thing came out today. I'm pissed. I almost threw up everything I ever ate. I have Allie co-hosting with me tonight. Sherry will call in later. You know, she had to go find God for a while. She really needed to find God. Okay, so I'm going to bring Allie on first, and then I will bring 719 on. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Carly. Hey, everybody. It's Allie from the Rant Room. Thanks for having me, Carly.
Oh, yeah, Allie. Really, anytime. And you know what? I'm so, apparently you got the link I sent you with the DM list. I mean, with the list of the nod. The nods to the list of the Emmys. And, you know, half of the people on the list and I even be fucking on the list. And let me just say, they fucking left out Bradford. So, you know, I am Becky. So, I am sorry. Leaving out Bradford for me is inexcusable, irresponsible, stupid, asinine, and someone who ever does a committee needs to go sue themselves.
I agree, especially with the year that Bradford had. I mean,
thank you.
We have to remember,
yes.
Back here, it was with the whole Franco thing, and he was really helping Steve Burton, who plays Jason, out in the whole tech department. He was trying to hold everybody together.
Yep.
He, of course, had to also deal with the fact that Lulu had gone missing, that Sam was missing. Franco had both of them. He had to deal with the pressure of that Jason and Sonny was both putting on him to figure out where that Franco was keeping Sam and Lulu through this whole thing.
Sam and Lulu and, well, I'm going to bring, I think, April, well, I inspire from Twitter, who I love, who's, you know, me, sometimes with my nighttime insomniac partner in crime. So, hey, you on the road with us?
Hi.
Hey, okay, so have you looked at the prenup list today yet? Because,
I was so angry about it earlier.
Well, I know. Yeah, I mean,
I just heard in the chat room that it's the pre-prenum. It's not actually the prenum.
Okay.
But
if anyone knows why the fuck they did the pre-prenum and then the non, would you please let me know, and would you please let me know, anyone call in 347-850-8721, and let me know why Leonard Hustle, even though it was about a year on some stuff, why does VAs only have two reactors in the thing, and all the other subs have like five or four of them in the lead acting category? I mean, you know, I do not understand that. We have another caller, 252. 252, you on there?
Hey, this is Tawana. The actress who submitted themselves. It's not the official list. So Kelly submitted for a leading actress, and she submitted herself for a supporting actress. These are the people that submitted the videos themselves. It is not the official
list. So Kelly Monaco submitted herself for lead actress?
And supporting actress.
I know I should not laugh, but sometimes I need a laugh on my own show. So, yeah, you know, it's making me want to just, you know, I was not what I was this morning, you guys. I was just, I called Allie. I was mad. I can, you know, specify that I was mad. I was just thinking, you know, why is this happening? This is not right because, okay, can someone tell me what the hell? Let's go. Jonathan Jackson got an Emmy nod. Oh, God, I'm not surprised. He probably got his pre-Emmy, Emmy nod for getting Elizabeth. You know, that's a great Emmy nod to pick. Sorry, people, I'm just mad.
Okay, yeah, so Kelly Monaco was for pre-nom or whatever for lead actress, and Kimberly Mercola was supporting actress. That's what irks me the most.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Kelly Monaco more, if she was even if she did want to submit herself, shouldn't have been for both categories. I would find her more of the supporting actress. She did not have a lead role. Yes, she was kidnapped, but I mean, how much of a lead can you play whenever you're kidnapped? But Kimberly, she is one of my favorites, Robin. I loved the character of Robin, and she did have some really good storylines. And definitely a main storyline for this season.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, definitely.
Her
confrontation scene with Jason Thompson was fantastic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going right down the middle of all the soaps. Why I was happy about that? For Days of Our Life, I was happy to see Dawn Aniston in there because I don't think he's ever really been recognized for Victor, and I love Victor for years, and I love Victor and Maggie, and Suzanne Rogers who played Maggie got it for supporting.
Just say that looking down through the list, I was very happy with the picks for, of course, All My Children. They have some really great actresses and actors in all of the categories, which, I mean, it's pretty much all the way around the board. They have some veterans. They have some newbies and everything. Mm-hmm. I really like their mixture. So did One Life to Live. They had some pretty good picks, and I was really happy to see Scott Clifton might be getting a nom for younger actor over for The Bold and the Beautiful. So I think he's a great actor, and I wish General Hospital did not let him go. He, of course,
yeah,
played Gilmore Girls.
I will never understand that stupid move of Zeus. I've always loved Scott Clifton. I had a big crush on. See, Scott Clifton was my spinner, and then Bradford came on, and Bradford won my heart. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, The Bold and the Beautiful. This is something where, when I was looking at the names, I am sorry, but I don't watch Moss. They had a very good year, but Don DeMonte and Zach Langer was put in. Don DeMonte... Yeah, okay, he had a little story, but he did not have, like, the big, big story. And I'm happy to see supporting actor Patrick Duffy. I loved Dallas growing up. So to see that, you know, was, nice for me. And, oh, my God, the woman's spirit, Allie.
What?
Look at how many people we have in the room tonight.
I know. It's very nice. Hello to everybody in the room. Please call us and join us. We're not going to bite you too bad, I swear.
Yeah, I really was happy with Jacob Young and Melissa Clarigan.
I was happy that Rebecca and Alyssa got it. I was happy that Christelle, who plays Amanda. I love Amanda. It's so good for her.
Oh, I love Christelle.
They get young. Yeah, Jacob Young got it too, which is good. Susan and Lucy got it, which kind of surprising. You know, maybe she will finally take home her second Emmy. It's been almost 10 years.
She always gets it, doesn't she?
what? The what? The nod?
Some kind of
Emmy nod? Sometimes she did. Sometimes she doesn't. You know, okay, so Highway 89, did you see the Leia ZH promo? Yes, I did. What Leia ZH promo? Okay. Oh, and did anyone catch Oprah? I haven't caught Oprah yet. Did
I
anyone
watch Oprah, as you know.
I know. I'm just signing up. I know. I'm signing things up. Thank you. I'm doing,
whatever.
Okay,
go
fine. it says she really came without living Kim. Okay. Oh, right, you know, okay, where was this latest rumor at? Because if it's a DD or ABC something depth, I'm not going to believe it. None of, you know, but DD has never panned out. Oh, Lucy was all her husband. Really? All of them? That's like
yep.
10 or 11. 10
no,
or 11
husbands. She's married 11 times to 8 men.
That's a lot.
I know, but still. I like
it. It's just crazy when you think of how long Susan Leachy's been marrying herself.
I know.
Yeah, like 30, I mean, like, no, almost 40
years,
right?
Yeah, like 40
yeah.
years.
You're the same guy.
I know. But, of course, if you think about it, though, she's, like, vicariously living through her character of sleeping with all these other men, so she really doesn't need to give up a good husband because she gets to sleep with other people every other day.
And you know who's dull? Who was on, okay, well, who was on Passion is very beautiful.
Yeah,
I forget her name, I always thought she was very beautiful. I mean, they don't look a lot alike, but I thought her doll was so beautiful. And even though I never really watched Passion, I could never get into that one.
I did.
Okay, so I'm going to read the latest promo, and I'm going to laugh at it, people.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading that, too.
Now, the Caminoid, and, okay, Frankel is on the premise when he learns of Sam's pregnancy at the end of the month. Okay, this may be good to review some of the rumors for involving Liz, Sam, and Franco. Okay. Don't blame my wall. Oh, yeah, don't blame the head writer for Elizabeth Beckford. This is the rest for me on the 30 of the higher ups. Well, you know what, you guys, for all of us who are doing Becky Nation and everything, we are saving her.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to save Becky, you guys. So keep the faith. You know, we are going to, okay. Okay, number one, if Liz leaves alone, I'm going to be pissed without her kids. Okay, you know what? Number two, how do we know that Liz is really leaving? I mean, come on. I mean, really. I mean, this campaign is doing wonders. Okay. Hey, you.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm going to try and behave myself tonight, but, you know, I cannot promise all that. I cannot promise to behave. I will try, you guys. But, you know, I'm sick of every day there's a new rumor about how Becky will leave and whatever. You know what? They are hearing us, you guys. They are hearing us loud and clear.
Somebody confirmed that Liz definitely won't die.
This list that you guys are talking about, this is a prenom list. Who can to be nominated?
No, it's actually prenom apparently.
Right, and what happens is they will look at their slide, their whatever they put in for, and then you'll have like one from each show. You know what I mean? Or two from each. Or
I know,
but sometimes it's two. Star Brittany and for the younger actress Shell and them, they're not. It's not going to be all of them. You know what I mean? They only usually do one or two from each show.
Yeah.
So don't get your hopes up. And because I was talking to Laura earlier, and everybody was talking about it on Twitter, Facebook, and everything, and everybody thought it was the nominations, and Laura's like, no, it's the pre-nom. And I said, I understand that, but I haven't been on the computer all day. I've been working. And we were talking, and we were chatting. She's like, yeah, I got to tweet that, because I don't, you know, everybody's getting in an uproar about the something. And I'm like, I haven't even seen the list yet.
Yeah, well, we
and,
thought it was
the
prenom, but it's actually the pre-prenom. So
this is what they're gonna pick from for the nominations.
Right. For the nominations, the nominations don't even come out until like May, and the nominations don't even come out until May.
The prenom, the official prenom list, does not come out until mid-February, and then the actual nominations won't be let out until May.
Yes, right, because the show is scheduled to be June on CBS.
Right.
That's what I was told. So, and it's in LA this year instead of in Vegas. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I heard it's going to be June 19th. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. And it's going to be live on CBS. And the tickets will go on sale, I think, at the end of May. I don't know how much they're going to be, but I know they're going to be 100 and something. So if anybody wants to go, I mean, that's up to you guys. I know a couple people on my friends on Twitter that do want to go. I mean, the only problem is when you do go to those shows I've been to when they were in New York, you can't get near anybody.
Yeah.
They put you up in the balcony, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, yeah, I know. But look in the room. I hope Alyssa Minter gets a she did an awesome exact step. Yeah, she did such an awesome job with that. I mean, she did so well that, I mean, I loved it. I mean, I'm kind of hoping she will win.
I hope Lucky wins for that, when he went on for that. That rampage when he found out about Nick and Liz.
Didn't he already get the thing for that, like, last year?
No. That was for... No,
it was
this
year.
It was for this year, yeah. He should get nominated
I hope anyone who's against Jonathan Jackson wins, because ever since he did that, I'm sorry. You know, to prove that in the mob, and...
I was trying to... Did Liz even put in for a... For a knob, Becky?
Well, I want Chanel from One Life to Live to get something.
Okay, hold on, we have another call.
Oh, yeah, Erica
615, you on the up.
Carly hates this. Hey.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. I am, like, stuck in a snowstorm here in Tennessee.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh,
I know what you mean.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
So much snow from November to now.
I know.
And it is literally driving me crazy. I was coming from Clarksville, and it hadn't even snowed. We were coming back home. It took us an hour to get home. And we only lived 30 minutes from where we were.
Yeah,
you
guys, Beth, I'm just going to bring this other caller on, too.
Okay.
You're on the air, block number.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we can.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'm calling in regards to Rebecca Hirsch, and I'm calling about the prenom thing, and I'm calling to say that I'm really pissed that she didn't get one this year. I think she's going to get one. I think it's completely unfair. I mean, she was, even though I know that the storyline with the affair and everything was not really very, very widely acknowledged in terms of Liz's character, but I think Becky knocked it out of the park completely. I mean, she was so fabulous in that storyline that I think she deserved an Emmy for this. I think she deserves an Emmy for it. And I think for me, and fair, because actors on the list, some of them didn't even have a story, and Becky had, like, so she was coming from that story, and she didn't get one. I mean, it's completely unfair, and it just smells of agenda, you know, especially Song's agenda. And I was at least expecting her to get an acknowledgement or something, and she didn't even get that. She got snubbed for it, and it's really made me sad, you know, very disappointing. Yeah, can you hear me?
Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody just got so quiet.
I know.
Yeah,
I was trying to
hear.
Yeah. I'm beyond just rambling and ranting. I'm just like in a phase that I'm just mute. You know, I don't know what to say because I've basically ranted out about this, like, whatever I could say about how angry I am regarding what they, like, how they just snubbed Becky for a prenom, that I have nothing to say. Like, honestly, I just want to say that I'm completely pissed and I'm completely disappointed. Like, it's so, like, any, it's like something where an actor is justifiably recognized for something, you know? It's given an award for a talent, and it's all clear. It's, like, it's something that's viewed by public as something being very valuable. And then if they do this, something we know that has politics behind it means, what does that send out, you know? Emmy is something that we really care about, like something recognizing great talent, and then they just do something like this to show that doesn't come into play, that politics has more of a greater hold on that. Means, what does it show? Means, how disheartening that is. How disheartening is that? Means, it just completely makes me really angry. And I think if I'm calling now, I'm calling to even say about Liz's exit. I think it's completely unfair with what they're doing. It's completely out of my mind how they couldn't have a story for her. I mean, I could think, even not being a writer, I could think 10 stories right now at the top of my head, one second, about what they could do with her. I mean, say her rape, we have her art, we could have even, like, with her kids, like Jake's paternity, Aiden's paternity. We have Cameron and what he has with the fear of the fires and stuff. We have so many tries to show. I mean, I don't understand how could they just say storyline dictated that. Like, I don't get it. I mean, what storyline dictated? That is what the writers say. That is like the writers kind of saying that they don't care to lie right enough for the legacy and that we don't choose to. Like, what about what the audience wants? I mean, she's a fan favorite, you know? She's one favorite actress in SVT poll for like 4 years straight, and Lizen has won the favorite couple for like 3 years straight. I mean, she's a part of two popular pairings, Ellen Sue and Lizen. Like, how can they not recognize that? How can they not recognize her, feel her, how much of a favorite she is? I mean, how can they let such a character go? They have newbies lying around. They have Claire. They have such dead weight lying around. But I don't understand how could they let such an important person go. Like, I don't get it.
We're all saying. We agree. We don't get how Elizabeth can't have more of a storyline. There's so much that they haven't told about her. We don't know anything about her family. We still don't know who her mother is. She is Audrey's actual step-granddaughter. She's not actually her granddaughter because she's not related to Audrey. And, you know, they haven't been through this. And with Michael's rape, she is a surviving rape victim.
Exactly.
And she could have been through.
Same with Jax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yet they don't want to use. They don't want to use the full potential of this actress.
I don't want to think about. She got a teenager. You see,
I agree.
She was a very young. She got raped. And she got the way, like, the circumstances it was the same as
Michael.
And she
was the same age.
Like, more greater than him. If she helped him. She was in the school, right? When she got raped. Right?
Yeah, she was in high school.
She was 15 or 16 whenever she got raped.
She was a junior in high school.
Michael's about the same age.
Same age.
Yeah.
He was like 17, 18, and she was like a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going into his senior year, so
that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
it's about the same age.
Going through the same stage, going through that in her life. It would have been a great storyline if DVD just gave it a chance. And it could be so much far away from all the mob and everything. It could really balance out the show, right? Because honestly, when I tune into General Hospital, I want to see a part of General Hospital. I don't want to see mob 24/7. I don't want to see violence all the time. It's a big turnoff. You know, this is a part of the show that kind of like, that okay, that it is General Hospital. Even if you have the mob, you have something that kind of actually represents what General Hospital was really about originally before, you know? She's one of those...
Okay, you guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you,
Carly. Yep, I hear you.
Okay, because it disconnected, my whole system disconnected me. I could not get back in.
I think I might have something to do with that. When I was in the account earlier, I went to the page and it was said I was still logged in, so I just cleared out my cache, so I'm not signed in anymore. I thought I signed out.
Oh, that's why I think
I'm
I
sorry.
Did that. I'm not upset. I'm just like,
I'm on a brand new
computer.
You know,
I could not get back in.
Something totally different.
I have any other call in queue, or should I just...
Hey, Carly.
Are we talking about?
Hey, you're with a negative 11 wind chill, but it's 4 now.
Hey, Carly?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Can I just make a quick mention about next Wednesday's show, since I'm on the phone? Everybody can hear me, I'm hoping.
we can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, next Wednesday night on the show, I don't know if any of you, of course, I don't know if any of you watched Days of Our Lives before, but back a few years ago, there was this actress called Jillian Clare who played Abby Deborah, I'm sorry, and she is going to be on the show to talk about her web series, Misbehave, and her current projects, and two lucky winners are going to win an autograph of a soap opera magazine with the Misbehave spread, and also a piece of jewelry off of their website that they show on the episode.
On the show.
Erin Brooks has been on there.
Cool.
Rick Garbo, you know, people from Days of Our Lives have been on there and everything, and Eric Marsoff's I think her, I don't know. Eric Marsoff's been on there too, so he was on Passions, and of course he's on Days. So I just wanted to make a quick mention of that.
Did anybody watch that Oprah show today? I wasn't home, so I missed it.
They didn't air it here in Nashville because of the snowstorm, so we won't get to see it till 2 a.m.
Right.
So I did watch it.
How was it?
It was
okay.
She's a really sweet girl.
The Oprah show was okay.
Wasn't anything that I thought about. I didn't think that it was going to be like that. It was basically more about Susan Lucci and about people kissing Oprah's ass. Every single time that the actor came on, they're always like...
So it wasn't about the current events of what's going on right now on the shows? Or what's coming up, or anything like that.
Well, what's
just
coming up is...
Well, we know what's coming up, but I'm saying it wasn't anything. Talk about what was coming up, and talk about anything like that. It was just the fans and stuff like that.
Hi, I just want to say that I think this has agenda written all over it, but I think she's had it in for her in Virginia, because the Valentine's Day episode that's coming up, did you see that they are showing the vows and then something they're saying about the squatter, next squatter, that they are having Lucky say something about saying I love you to Shiva. Like, can you see like what they're doing? They're just on the heels of Art just firing. They're just showing such a special episode about Alice's memory. Doesn't that kind of show that there means how much talk about adding insult to the injury? How much do they think like? What are they doing? Like, how much is the of the insult are they giving for this fan base? I mean, like, it's just this agenda or the hate they have is unreal. I mean, I don't get it. You know? it's completely. I don't get it. It just smells within that meat. And the money, I don't think it's about the money, because I think they have the way they're hiring newbies. It doesn't add up. You see, it's the how much they're paying the newbies. They could have paid RH more, and they could have given her better stories. Because honestly, I would much rather see a vet in like whom I have been invested in for years, watch her in the storyline, then bringing on newbies and newbies that I have no interest in, and they're just trying to show viewers more about them, and they're trying to get them to care about them. What about, like the way they're doing it, like the balance? There's no balance. I mean, they're bringing on more newbies, and now there's a rumor about NLG going out as well. I mean, what are they doing? I mean, are they trying to drive the show into the ground? I mean, this doesn't show anything but sabotaging ABC spot, as if it really wants to ruin GH. Because honestly, if they continue with this, continue getting rid of vets like this, it's going to be the camel that broke this. Straw that broke the camel's back. Last off. You're gonna have viewers tuning out, and DH will basically flat line. You have no viewers left. Like the way they are going, it's just downhill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Carly.
Yeah.
I got to go. I'm sorry. But
it's okay, Beth. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm still sick. I still got an upper respiratory infection. I can't really talk that much. But I just wanted to, you know, come in and say hi to everybody and let everybody know about Nick Lindsay night and everything. So
right,
and to enter the contest, by the way, you have to also enter on the website, which will be available to do tomorrow, and on at the Facebook group we'll be creating.
What's your Twitter name?
It's a Daytime AD Radio.
Okay, I think I'm already following you anyway. Okay, mine's
Elise
Worth.
Is this
okay.
Elise?
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Oh, my God.
I'm already following you.
Your friends to follow the Twitter.
It's nice to have put the voice to the name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's great. I don't want to
right,
see,
well,
but I'll probably
so
be
much
on anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you guys so much for letting me come on the show tonight, and I hope y'all are staying warm and cool and all, wherever y'all are at.
I hope you feel better.
I'm freezing. It's the other is fucking cold tonight, by the way, you guys. I'm sorry, I know. I don't care.
I'm
sorry.
I'm in Florida, and I have to rub it in, and I got to wear a tank top today. It was so nice.
Oh,
sorry.
Man, it was zero earlier.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, feel better, Beth.
Feel better.
Okay,
Beth is all the way off the switch phone. So, yes. And let's see.
Yeah. Take care. All right. Take care.
Okay, so how is everyone?
Working right at the moment.
Homework.
My computer just died. I was waiting for it to come back up. I don't know. It said it had a restart. I don't know. Crazy.
Nice homework.
Mm-hmm.
So, I cannot bring everyone on sometimes at once. And the block number was getting very hard to hear. So I muted you for a couple of minutes because it was just getting hard to hear everyone. I don't know if Elise and Icefire, could you hear her okay, or were you having trouble too?
Am I what? No, I can hear you fine.
No, not me. No, when the other lady was talking.
I could hear her, yeah.
And I could. Okay, good.
She was kind of muffled to me. I couldn't quite understand it.
Yeah, it was
I
a little muffled.
It was
a little
yeah,
muffled,
a little
but
muffled.
Like,
I couldn't really understand it,
yeah.
But I could hear her.
I could hear her, but it sounded like she was on Skype or a cell phone or something.
Yeah, and so, someone goes, why haven't you killed a wine to try a new thing?
Yeah, wasn't it part of her contract deal? She wanted to be off a certain amount of time so she could do other things, other projects. Why is she doing that? She's still, I see her, I don't like seeing her. like Tony, he goes for his little vacation, I think like 3-6 months or whatever. What happened to her doing the same thing? Was it part of her contract that she should have time off to other projects? She hasn't done anything other than her strip tease in Vegas, and that was like boo-hoo.
Maybe she couldn't get anything else.
Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to do anything else right now. As far as I know, she's just wrong.
Because in my ABC soaps and depth, when they had the feature story about her, she goes, "No, I would love to try action movies."
Oh, yeah. She's in the new soap operas, ABC soaps. I read that she wants to do her own. It's said in the book that she likes to do her own action stuff on the show. Her own stunts, yeah, instead of having stunts level. But it all depends on the writers and the directors and stuff like that. If they let her because she's tiny, you know what I mean? And even though she's strong because she works out all the time. But, yeah, she would like to do a stunt movie. She did say that, yeah. But I don't know. Who knows what her contract says? Who knows?
Well, you know what? I mean, you know, I'm Hollywood. Please, go hire her. Please, hire her. I'm begging
Sam
you.
Fan. You are not a Sam fan at all. She's not a Carly's not a Sam fan.
I'm sorry.
Everyone should know that I mean by now I never liked Sam. I mean maybe I liked it when she first came on, but I don't like her.
Yeah.
No. And if people want to kill me over that, fine. Go ahead. Bye.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
I'm not going to kill you.
Yeah, I
know. We're not going to kill you. I like Sam. And I hope she's pregnant with Jason's baby. That would be great.
No comment.
No comment.
No,
it would kind of Jake because he, you know, doesn't acknowledge Jake, but he'll acknowledge Sam. Is that the only thing that I don't get?
Exactly, and if this baby ever gets born, mommy, I have a little brother, a half brother that you trying to help kidnap. Oh, mommy, you're such a wonderful mommy.
Okay,
she wasn't
in the right mind then either.
Oh my God.
I'm really hoping that Jason
I'm a Jason and Sam fan.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but how can it be the adventure couple that they've made them out to be with the kid, though? I mean, can you
understand that? I understand that Jason should have taken, you know, should have acknowledged Jake as his son. I do agree with you there, but that was him and Liz's decision not to. Just like they've been talking on the show that their lifestyle doesn't need kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're the adventure couple of GH, so it doesn't make sense for them to have a kid.
Right, especially with Jason watching Sonny's kids go through what they're going through. Why would he want to bring a kid in the world?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Unless it's, I mean, Jake was an accident, and if Sam's pregnant, obviously it's an accident.
I mean,
excuse
me, what? Wait, Jake was an accident?
Yeah.
No, they came out of a great one-eye passing. It wasn't an accident.
It was an accident that they slept together.
Yes, it was a night of love, but he wasn't supposed to.
Right.
So that's what she means, Carly.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not insulting us any of the nights.
I'm not insulting anybody. It was a night of passion, a night of love, and you know, they slept together.
She's just saying
that
condoms were faulty and stuff. It wasn't supposed to happen.
Liz wasn't supposed to get pregnant. And they always make it Liz to get pregnant. You notice that? Always. She got pregnant with, you know, three different guys. It's like, and she was, you know, I mean, for some reason, they always put it on Liz. Oh, three different mothers. But Carly does, you know,
Carly. Exactly, but Carly and Alexis did it too.
Yeah.
know.
Let's see. Wait a moment. Let's see. Colby and Liz. Okay.
And they
let's
hate
see.
Each other.
Sam, Evan,
I'm not talking Carly. I'm just saying. Oh, I know. I love
before
Carly.
Before Sam ever got to town, I was married to 5 husbands. I suffered Zach and Sunny in the same night. You know what?
I would go ahead
and sleep with Nicholas, even though he's your cousin Sam Gopher. That means you've suffered 2 brothers too, but you only have with Rick and Sunny. So before we go down hating on Liz and Carly, let's think about Sam Lewison's.
None of them are innocent, believe me. It's a soap.
The only semi-innocent ones and innocent one were killed off.
Yeah, uh-huh. Georgie was the main
semi-innocent one. Being Emily and innocent being Georgie, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgie was the only one, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, because Emily was a little innocent.
And the kid
was
because
they're not old
enough yet. And Molly and Christina, Christina's
oh, my God,
really
they're
innocent,
annoying.
But
oh, they're
Molly's
so annoying.
Pretty innocent.
I used to like Molly, but I can't hear her anymore.
Oh, I don't know. What are they doing to her? I don't know what they're doing to her.
I mean, yeah.
Molly's character
is
in the
book
of
Rick,
but I'm not surprised.
How could she be? I'm 11 years old, but I know all this about love.
I know.
Oh, Jason needs to be with Sam every 10 seconds. I love Molly. I do love Molly, but,
what Molly knows from love comes from Romeo and Juliet. What does that tell you? But also that she reads love stories where people end up killing themselves for love, which kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, that would kind of freak me out if my 13-year-old was reading that, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, and but it's weird that Cam is supposed to be older than Molly, but Molly is older than
because Cam's supposed to be older than Morgan and Molly.
Yep, correct.
I don't think they sourced him, though, because he was too cute, too.
He's cute, but it's just, it's just.
You guys, Allie's trying to talk, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
What happened?
I'll go ahead. Allie? Okay, we have one new word. People cannot talk over each other.
That's why people can't hear me. I was muted. Oh, you were muted. No wonder why no one could hear you. Oh, my God. I'm here yelling, and I'm like, okay, people, I'm just going to shut up for the rest of the time. Y'all are ignoring me. Are you muted?
Oh, my God.
That's why we couldn't hear her. She was muted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh, my God. Even, like, during Carly's charade, I'm like, Carly, quiet. Carly, calm down. And, like, I'm like, okay, nobody's listening to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we had a good laugh. Okay, so... This is my thing.
Okay,
so, Molly, she is like any other girl her age that we know about. I mean, I know of little girls. They have these fantasies and everything. And, of course, you always have to remember, too, is that Molly is in all of these advanced classes. So she
That's
is
right.
going to be
yeah.
reading
oh, yeah.
these materials.
That's true.
She is going to be reading Romeo and Juliet.
Pride and Prejudice.
All Shakespeare.
Jane Eyre,
yeah.
Shakespeare
yeah.
play. She's going to be reading all of these, and she's going to have knowledge of these because she is in
all
the
AP
advanced
classes.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly,
because of course we know Alexis is the overachiever, so she's going to have overachieving daughters.
And Rick is her
she
father.
She wants her daughters to
Rick.
Have the best.
Yeah.
Right.
They were both lawyers.
Okay, okay.
In defense of Molly, she's in all these classes. She's private schooled.
Yeah.
They're going to be teaching more advanced classes. They're going to have British literature classes. They're going to have Shakespearean classes and everything,
yep.
so that she will have these materials that she has to read. And that's how she gets
okay.
all of her notions. And, of course, you know, little kids, they run away with their imagination. She is imagining that Sam and Jason is these star-crossed lovers that she's read about in all of her books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
that's
not that
true.
Far
mm-hmm.
of a stretch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Sorry, I just...
No, I agree with you.
I love the character of Molly. I love Christina. These two roles, I think they can go far, these two actresses. They are superb, and I think that if General Hospital ever lets them go, will be a huge mistake like they did with Becky.
Yep.
Well, and you know what is so funny about Christina and Molly, you guys? They are half-sisters, but they are also cousins.
Mm-hmm. I know. Everybody's related, everybody.
I mean,
in one way
that
or
has happened in my own family, by the way, you guys. That happened in my own family. Like, my grandmother's brother's kid, he got married, and he married one of the ladies, and then the other lady left, and he took up with his sister. They fell in love, and they had three kids. All together, he had 9 kids from 2 sisters. That can really happen. Allie, no more muting yourself, okay?
What?
I said no more muting yourself.
Shut the hell up, Carly. I wonder how long I've been fucking muted.
I know.
We're 52 minutes into the show. I've probably been muted for a half hour.
Oh, I got a direct message from Lexi.
This forever ago. Did Molly and Christina know what their big sister to Jake?
I don't think anybody knows.
No,
I don't think
anybody
knows what Sam did to Jake. And I think
Lucky.
The powers that be will want that, of course, to be left alone.
Yeah, of course they will.
Exactly.
Bridget.
Because
Sam had a weak moment. Sam had a lot of weak moments.
I know. You know, I just have this feeling that, we are going to be able to save Becky. And, you know, the call, by the way, you guys, call from the secretary between 11 and 1 West Coast time, and she gets really bothered by it. And it's kind of funny.
Really?
I called and I go, you know what, on the behalf of Becky Nation fans, this is an outrage and all this. And I go, you know what, if this happened to Becky really out of there, you can say goodbye to all 3 soaps. People are sick of the filing. You know, you might as well clear your desk out. And, that's when I got hung up on.
What does
they
this,
hung up on me.
What does this Sahara 89 want? What does she need clarification about?
I don't know.
They said, you can. When it will finally do to Kelly once he gets on his bad side like Elisa.
Yeah,
I buy them when you... I was just reading what was, like, in the sub-room. You know, I mean, yeah, Lisa Wiss got on Fawn's bad side because Lisa Wiss was, like, a pet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took her off.
Ice Fire? Oh, Ice Fire. Okay. Did you watch One Life to Live today? Did you watch One Life to Live?
I am
yes,
so behind
yes.
on all my TV
yes.
One Life to Live. I have not watched it yet.
Okay.
I
need to know this.
Okay.
Okay, I will watch it in your group. I will watch it in the weekend, but am I going to cry over the Natalie and John thing, or am I going to, like, throw
not yet,
something
no.
at the TV?
Not yet, no.
What?
Not today.
Not yet.
Maybe it's tomorrow he finds out.
That'll be tomorrow, yeah. It's going to be tomorrow.
He is. Today he
and
got
you know,
that,
everybody
knows, with
you all know, that Friday is a repeat, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow
really?
Is a Friday.
Friday's a repeat?
Yeah,
Friday's
a repeat.
February 1st.
I know, that's what I thought. I thought the 14th, they were supposed to do some Valentine's Day thing on SoapNet, and I looked at the guide, and there's nothing on there so far. But,
you know, the guide, yeah, okay, what cable company do you have?
I have Comcast.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, same. My Comcast guide has been, you know, I've been so
regular
lately.
Show. I know, the guys, well, sometimes it takes them a few days to update it. Sometimes it's not right, so I keep checking it every day. But, because they were supposed to do the, you know, the Liz and Lucky thing.
Lucky.
So the Valentine's Day on Monday. But it's mm-hmm. a new show at the regular time slot. And on Friday, they're both repeats. All three of them are repeats.
You guys, like my question. Okay. Natalie and John. John's the baby's father, right? Can someone?
No, Brody's
no.
Brody's the father. Brody's the father
what?
Of Natalie's baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The
touch that was changed was Jessica's.
Okay. But
I
could have
the father of Jessica's
baby.
His baby's father. Ford is the father of Jess's baby.
And Brody's the father of Natalie's baby.
And Brody's the father of Natalie's, which is ridiculous because they only slept together once in a drunken rave, you know. And they weren't even...
Wait.
And it was single, so neither one of them... And they showed the preview of what was going to happen and how she just flips out on Nat, you know, saying, you know, screaming, yelling, you know, all this, when they weren't even together. Brody weren't and her weren't together, and Natalie and John weren't together. So
and
there was no cheating. So how they came...
See the preview?
And, yeah,
fuck,
that was the
fuck.
Maybe
yeah.
it's because they kept it secret for so long.
How can you be pissed at me when you didn't... You told them you didn't want them, so whatever. You are
wait.
I'm just mad.
So you're telling me that Jessica and Ford, but John and Ali are tails, does this mean...
No. It didn't even look like that scene, it didn't even look like they had time to even had sex, because that's when she started remembering everything. That's why I was like, there's no way that it could be Ford's baby, because I didn't think they even had sex, and then when Ford confirmed that they did, I was like, when?
I know.
It was like a 2-second thing, you know what I mean? Before
guys,
she remembered everything, and I was like,
we have another
stupid.
Call.
Oh, Dan, Carl, you on the other call?
713, you on mail. 413, you on mail.
Are you talking
Hello,
to me?
413.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Wow, that was fast. I didn't even hit one yet.
Oh, sorry, Cyrus.
Natalie is always
I'm
the
like
premature
a...
person.
Thanks, Al.
Annie,
I have to
how,
say it.
How are you guys?
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, more importantly, how are you? Because you sound, you know, not your little happy little self. I know you're upset, can I feel...
Yeah, I heard. What's his name? I don't know his name.
Silas.
Silas, yes.
Yeah, I'm coming along. I've been tied up on a whole bunch of other things, but I wanted to get over to the show because I know you guys are a little upset about a few things today.
Yeah.
You all were upset.
You know that.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's start with the Emmy prenoms.
Okay, well, we know it's the pre-prenoms.
Okay, you've already got that. So you know what?
They're good on that now.
You're good on that. Don't worry about that. This whole Jessica Brody thing,
it's ridiculous.
I'm not convinced that it was Jessica's that was changed.
I am not either.
I am not either. I still believe that baby's John and Natalie.
I still think it's Natalie.
You know why I don't think that it was Jessica's? It's a very simple thing. Because Banks comes before Brennan.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. That's
what I've been saying.
Right.
Yeah, and I just have this. Oh, somebody in the chat room just asked if I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I'm at. If you go to @DeliberNation, you can get me on Twitter.
If you go online, he's following me. So if you know, that might help you. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it up on the chat room.
What is it? Twitter name?
At @DeliberNation.
I'm already following you.
I'm just not convinced that I think there's more to this story that we don't know everything yet.
Yeah.
That's what I said, too, because it just doesn't make any sense.
No,
I never thought that her baby is Brody's at all, for Natalie. I never thought that
Ford was going to be Jess's because they didn't have time to have sex with
that clip.
I mean, come on. I mean, that was like they got in a bed and then all of a sudden she started realizing that Mitch was going to rape her and then she jumped up and got off. I mean, it was like within two seconds he confirmed that they had sex. So I don't get that.
I don't get that at all. And the other thing is a lot of people are upset about the way Clint is behaving. But you know what? But you know what? Have we ever seen Clint deal with what happened when he found out that Jessica wasn't his?
No, we haven't.
Yes.
You know, think about it for a minute. Is all of this going to end up being a reaction to the fact that Clint never dealt with the fact that Jessica is not his?
Oh.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching it, and I've been saying, because you know what? Clint,
he's acting worse than Asa.
Yeah,
but even with David, then, because Bo found out David is his, and then Clint had David chipped off. So even with that?
Right. And Asa would never do that to anybody.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, because, too, Clint, Clint could feel like Jessica is more of a Buchanan than what David is, and that it shouldn't just matter about biology. It should be based on characteristics. Jessica was raised as a Buchanan. She has the characteristics. As Buchanan, David does not. Neither does Rex.
That's right. And the other thing is,
And
the other thing is, let's not forget somebody else here.
But neither was Natalie. Natalie wasn't raised as a Buchanan.
No, she was not.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have characteristics as a Buchanan.
Do you guys remember Cord?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yes.
That's Bo's son.
No, Cord is Clint's son, isn't he?
Clint's son.
Now, did Clint reject Cord because Maria Roberts was just as much of a gold digger as
Echo
Dean Deloy?
Exactly.
You know, the whole
thing. Clint didn't know about Cord.
He knows now. They know
but
now
never,
because he works at BE in London.
Right, he does. He
no, I know. I know they know now, but I thought he didn't know.
He didn't know.
But when he found out, he didn't reject Cord like he's rejected Rex.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. that Clint would outwardly reject Rex the way he has. There's got to be something else. There's got to be something else to the story.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
got to
be. You are absolutely right. There's got to be.
That is a very good point.
You know, so that's why I'm holding my breath a little and hoping that, you know, maybe the writers have another surprise to spring on us. You never know. I mean, Carl Lyon's come up with some good. He's come up with some good stuff lately.
He's a good writer.
I have a question about One Life to Live Then. Okay, so Clint's kids are really just Rex and
Nally.
The other one. They're on Cord.
Yeah, Cord, Rex, and Natalie are his.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
because
biology
he adopted. And he adopted Joey and Kevin.
Joey and Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, them too.
Yeah, he adopted Joey and Kevin, and he thought that Jessica was his, but Jessica is not his.
Right.
And
so
he raised
her as
you know what?
He
For me, it did not make sense. Well, why would you all of a sudden make Jessica not Clint and make it the rapist guy or Miss Lawrence? I never understood that at all because, all those years ago, blah, blah, we all thought, you know, that Jessica was Clint. And then we find out it wasn't worth. What if Jessica is truly a Buchanan? Because,
anything possible?
You know, now, well, before we saw when Rex was Mrs., we saw Jessica and Rex were real brother and sisters. And now we are finding out that Rex and Natalie are half brother and sister. I mean,
now they're full brother and sister.
Well, Rex and Natalie are half brother and sister.
Rex's mother is different mothers. Yeah.
And Rex is no blood relation at all to Jessica.
To Jessica, right?
Right. So the whole thing is messed up. The whole thing is really, really messed up.
They do it on purpose.
I agree.
To screw up your family
exactly.
tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, I had always gotten to the fact that remember back whenever Shane had what was it,
leukemia
or something?
Yeah.
He needed blood
and Mitch was
or something.
Donna,
and they took it from Mitch, supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, no, what it was too is that, you know, there was always this open storyline of Jess really wanted to donate, but she couldn't do this. She had Hep C.
Yes.
She had Hep C, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
They always kind of, it was always kind of hinted that
Jess
could have been the answer if she did not have Hep C. But how could she have been the answer if she's not at all related to Rex?
Unless
she
really
isn't
Mitch yet.
Right.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That's true. She couldn't be because she's no biological relation.
You see, they've changed Rex's parentage so many times in the last few years.
Everybody
exactly,
confused.
They have.
Because I thought it was going to be Bo at first.
But
I was hoping it was going to be Bo at first.
you know,
I really wanted him to be Bo. So
don't you think this is going to put Bo in a very...
I love the relationship between Bo and Rex. I mean, it's
me too.
Awesome.
You know, I love the relationship between Bo and Rex, too. But when Bo finds out what was done
to
David, and Bo finds out that Rex knew.
That Rex knows. Yeah.
That's
that's not
going to
be good.
No.
Yeah.
I think Bo will be at first upset, but then he'll kind of remember that Rex, during the time that Rex found out, remember, Rex was having a hardship with Gigi. Gigi had lost a scholarship. She had gotten one right back. You know, and all these things is happening. So I think Bo is going to realize
Understand. Yeah, you got to take care of your family.
Rex really wanted to tell you he was having trouble with this, but Clint,
yeah, and then Clinton was letting them. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
But then Matthew knew the whole. But Matthew knows too, though. That's the whole thing. Matthew knows the whole thing too, and he's not spelling.
But you
no,
know,
he only Matthew only knows that Rex was Clint's son. He doesn't know about
right.
about.
He doesn't know about David.
Yeah. Oh, David.
No, he doesn't know about David. He doesn't.
Does he, the Matthew, know the most of his life, well, not most of his life, but, you know, for a while, people thought Matthew was Sam's kid. I mean, because, you know, they think, remember Matthew, when Noah and Sam slept together, everyone thought Matthew was Sam's. And
right.
then, you know, like 5 years later, they find out
that he was actually
you know, that it was both.
Well,
and because I'm like thinking, you know, Matthew and my both, I mean, Clint's kid, you know, and it makes it this list. Matthew can be with Clint and Lux can be with Bo. And, you know, that would be kind of nice.
Well, you know, I'm glad that Matthew's a Buchanan, but I'm kind of ticked off at the same rate because Sam wasn't the kind of character who could be that manipulative.
No,
exactly.
Liz
you know,
was good, but not Sam.
Yeah, and
no.
and all of that didn't come out until after Sam had died.
Had died,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Yep.
And knew
you
did go to change it around.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it was the writer's way of changing things, but. I wonder what Jessica Lech is going to be. I mean, is she going to be convincing as a grandmother? Because let's face facts, Inez is now a grandmother. I don't think she's going to be convincing as a grandmother.
No.
There's some problems here. I think there's some major problems, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Jessica? Jessica's going to be a grandmother?
Inez.
What?
Well, Jessica Lechia, Inez is going
Inez.
To be a grandmother now.
A grandmother.
Oh,
I see that one.
Okay,
so
I get that now.
Ford is Jess's
baby
kid.
Ford is Inez's kid. And
right.
who do you think killed Eddie Ford?
I think Clint did it.
I think Clint.
Yeah,
I think Clint
did it too.
I think
either hired somebody or did it himself. I don't know.
I think
Nora
did it. I think Nora did it.
You
think Nora did it,
really? I think Nora did it. It's just too much of a coincidence. She was right close next to the murder. She has a motive. He was
yep.
and the only. And you
he
know what? She was
amnesia.
Missing after that car accident. She was missing after
he
the car
amnesia.
Accident.
Yeah,
she has no idea where the fuck she was.
Right.
Yep, I agree.
She was missing after the car accident.
Ouch.
She was way too close to the motel. She could have
yep.
gotten back.
Yep.
She could have gotten
true.
From the woods. To the motel and back, because remember, it wasn't that long of a car drive that Rex and them, I mean,
right.
the car crash happened right,
right.
after
exactly.
they left the motel.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep. I'm really leaning towards Nora doing it. I really, really
I've
am.
I've always had this thing that Nora did it, because I don't think that they would have ever
what,
left
she
the
just
gap
doesn't remember that she did it, because she
well,
was
she
lost
was,
in the woods after the car
time.
Accident. Well, yeah,
she had the traumatic. I mean,
yeah,
she
I
blocked it. She doesn't know
she
killed anybody.
Yeah, I agree.
So I saw on Twitter today that there's
mm-hmm.
a special guest on the talk tomorrow.
Oh,
and
Vanessa Marcel.
Huh?
Is it Vanessa Marcel?
Vanessa Marcel Giovinazzo is supposed to be on the talk tomorrow. So I'm asking
oh, really?
You, as One Life to Live fans, how do you feel about the fact that ABC is letting another ABC star go on the talk opposite One Life to Live?
Not as stupid.
Well, I felt that
yeah,
way
Yeah, that
Susan
is
Lucia
stupid.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm really bothered by that.
It must be
well,
because it's from their golden child.
Okay, yeah, especially too because
well,
they so long.
You know, she only signed a yeah contract. You know that, right? Who knows if she'll be there next year?
No, I don't think she will.
I don't either.
Oh, I
think they're saying her and India to go out together. have a storyline with me, just sitting there.
So what is she gonna? What is she gonna be on the talk tomorrow?
Dr.
Phil and Vanessa. Yep. Okay.
So she's
That's
gonna be on the
one,
talk
here. Here at the same time as One Life to Live.
Same here.
2:00 here.
Yeah, I see. It's on at the same time as One Life to Live here too. And I saw that, and I'm like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's same.
Because we're
on the
same
time,
it's
time
at the same time as General Hospital here.
Oh really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Because it's on at 1:00 here.
Oh, it's on at 1:00 there.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, because
they're
an hour.
Yeah.
3 hours difference.
Okay.
Carly's in California,
Okay. Well,
no,
California.
I'm in Seattle.
You're in Seattle?
You're up in Seattle? Okay. So
that's the same time zone.
Yeah,
it's
the rainier.
Same time zone, so.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, the talk, you know.
I haven't even seen that before.
I
haven't either.
I've seen it. They've gotten better.
You have? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen it twice.
I've never seen
and,
it.
You know, I'm not that whipped on it. I mean, I like The View. I think The Talk is nothing more than a copycat.
Really?
Yep, I agree with you.
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I've never seen it either.
I'm not a big fan.
Here it's on the same time as One Life, so why would I watch it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So what do you guys feel about the whole Rebecca
Well, yeah, and I watched Days of Our Life, too. And Days of One Life to Live here are on at 1:00 is on NBC One Life to Live. Days is on NBC, and then you have The Talk. So my people is kind of feeling up at 1:00 with Days and One Life to Live.
Exactly.
Well,
it was the same for me when I watched Days of Our Life.
You don't watch Days anymore?
Like,
do you watch Days anymore?
No, Brian Dadlow left. I don't watch Days anymore either.
I do.
Brian Dadlow left.
I
was gone.
I
haven't watched Days in years.
It's on early here, too.
It's on at, like, here it's on, like, right after the news, I think. At,
yeah,
like, 1:00 or something.
Now, what do you feel?
It's on at 1:00.
What do you guys
feel?
Oh, so it's on early. What do you guys feel about the whole Rebecca Herbst battle? Are you still as passionate about it now as you were?
Yeah.
I'm more torn because I'm really, 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 really not wanting her back on General Hospital.
You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have never been a big Elizabeth Weber fan, the character. I like Becky Herbst, the actress.
Yeah.
That being said, I really think now is the stupidest time to get rid of the character.
I agree with you.
You know, no matter how much people love Jason and Sam together or if you're a Liaison fan, the bottom line is if you look at Jason's history with Michael, it only makes sense that Jason would turn to Elizabeth.
To Elizabeth. That's what we were talking about.
Yep.
You know? Because if you notice, he hasn't said a word to Sam about this.
No.
You know?
No.
And he's got to be hurting. And it only makes sense that he would turn to Elizabeth because Elizabeth, number one, would understand. Number two, Jason can trust Elizabeth because he knows that Elizabeth is as honest as the day is long in her relationship with him. You know, whatever you say about Elizabeth, you can't take away from the fact that Jason and Elizabeth, on some level, do love each other.
Yeah, they're a true person.
Yeah, definitely.
And they have a child.
Yeah.
And I really don't like the idea of Jake being killed off the show, and I keep seeing that rumor.
I don't either.
I keep hearing that everywhere.
I keep seeing that, and I keep seeing that
Liz is going to leave without her other kids, too.
That woman got started on ABC message board by one crazy little fan, and it pops up everywhere. I don't think Jake will get killed off.
I hope not,
because I don't want, that would be awful if they kill a child off. Come on.
Yeah, it would.
Well, this is GH now. You've got to remember that, too, though.
Yeah, they did kill BJ off, though.
You have to remember that.
Yeah, but that was in an accident. In an accident, though. And a heart problem.
Or they can make Jake's death an accident.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
Well, I mean, they killed Laura off on All My Children. She was hit by a drunk driver.
That's right, Brooke's daughter. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, Brooke's daughter got killed.
So the other girls are too young to remember that, but I remember that.
I might sort of remember it.
You would remember it, but you're old enough.
Well, I don't know.
Back
but
in
I'm
the
like...
early 80s, for God's sake.
I
well,
wouldn't
you know,
have remembered it. I'm too young.
Oh, it was a great story. A lot of you would be too young.
Yeah, that's what she was with Tom. I liked her with Tom.
What did you think of today's Oprah show?
I missed it. I went out. What happened? I don't even know what went on. I missed it.
Oprah had a special show today on soap operas, and she had Erica Kane on with all eight of her ex-husbands.
Oh my God, Tom Cutter, he was there.
Mike Roy was there. Dimitri Marek was there.
Oh, I love Dimitri.
Bill.
I love Dimitri.
Yeah.
So, Travis Montgomery, I can't believe how fat he got.
He got heavy, really?
Oh, really?
I mean,
he got really?
He looked like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to find it on YouTube or something.
Was Jeff Martin there?
Jeff Martin was there. Jeff Martin has gotten very old. I was shocked to see how old he got. Mike Roy, my favorite Erica.
Yeah, Mike.
I love Mike Roy.
Yeah, he was
me
awesome.
Me too.
Tom Cuddy.
And David Canary,
so
right?
Was it all just Dimitri was there? He looked good. It was Erica with all eight ex-husbands, Jesse and Angie, Tad, and then Luke and Laura, and then Catherine Chancellor from Young and the Restless.
Yeah. So what did they talk about? Well, she had all those people from All My Children
and two people from General Hospital?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And one from Young
and Laura.
That's exactly.
And none from My Children?
Oh.
Huh?
Did you say nothing
they
talked about?
I want to know why in the hell would they be able to pay everyone to write in about that level. What was that all about? Is he having another show? What was that all about? You know, once they have people write in, like, what's your favorite soap? How long have you watched it? Blah, blah, blah. What was that for if he never talked to the fans today?
No, she didn't. Well, you know, I think a lot of fans were misled because she asked for soap fan input. Write in your stories, do this, do that.
Yeah, and then they do this show. I can't even submit that. I was too young.
Well, you know what really bothered me is I live tweeted during the whole show, and a lot of people got mad at me because I wasn't buying it. And I said, you know what? Oprah's producers went out there asking for soap fans to make comments and submit letters.
And this is what we get.
Well,
so was it nothing to do about the fans or nothing to do about the shows, basically?
No.
It was okay. If you're an All My Children fan, today was a great Oprah show.
Exactly.
No, I'm more of a GH fan than anything. So
today
we learned that Tony Geary had an affair for a few years with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, I remember that with Helena. I knew that.
What?
Me too.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, way back. Holy fucking shit.
Why do you think they always flirt
with each other, constantly flirting with each other?
Yeah, but Elizabeth Taylor has always had affairs. You remember Jeff Goldblum from Independence Day?
Yeah, she had
an affair with Jeff Goldblum. Did you listen to what Jeannie Francis said about coming back to the show?
No, I read it on Twitter.
If you go look it up, she was very, very interesting about.
Oh, I loved it. What did she say?
Didn't
she say something like she wouldn't come back for the writing they do for women now or something?
She wouldn't come back like that.
She would not. She is done playing a victim in her life. That time in her life of playing a victim has passed.
She will not come back and play Laura as a victim.
Right.
I do not blame her. Yeah. Plus, the other thing is, I know when I met her, she said something about the contract, that she would come back if they gave her the same contract as Anthony Gary, and they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I heard that.
So she wants all that time off, too, that he gets. Why should he get it and not her? They were a couple.
She has to make
couple.
Him famous. She deserves it.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't just himself that made him famous like he is. It was her, too.
It was
but
Luke
I
and Laura, not Luke
or
Laura.
Exactly.
It was Luke and
right.
Laura.
That's right. But you know
yeah.
what? I think what she had to say was very subtle to
mm-hmm.
say to GH fans, you know, I know what you're saying about the writing right now. It really sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I think she was sending that message out there. I think that's what was coming across.
They're
a lot
get
of
rid
fans
of Guza
felt
Jr.
that way.
Well, they write, like, soap operas, the majority of soap opera viewers are obviously women, and they write,
yeah.
they'd write no strong women. Why
exactly.
Would you watch
that's
that
what
crap?
I'm saying. Graphics is women, and they're trying to get more teenage viewers because teenage viewers get addicted, and then when they get older, they become adults and they're addicted.
Yeah,
so
but even teenage viewers want strong people. They don't want wimpy people. There's no point.
Exactly, because what's the point? Yeah.
But, you know, if you look at the demographics for Hot in Cleveland, there are a lot of teenage people that watch Hot in Cleveland.
I know.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't even
heard. Oh, yeah.
Just like,
you know, if you look at the ratings for, like, Harry's Law on NBC,
mm-hmm.
Harry's Law stars Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates is over 50.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
shows,
Kathy Bates.
That show is getting
in her
50s. Decent ratings. Yeah.
Yeah, that just started,
too. The show's
getting
decent ratings. Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know,
I watched that show. It's pretty good.
It's because we teenagers know good stuff.
And I know a lot of the teenagers that watch SVU.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? And that's because of Mariska.
Well, that's right. That is because of Mariska. But I think
mm-hmm.
the thing that we're going to have to watch here is, how does today's Oprah show help All My Children's ratings? Will All My Children get a boost over the next 2 or 3 weeks, or won't it?
Well,
that's
why did
the
they move
question.
To California if, you know... They think that they were going to get more ratings if they moved?
And
no,
they were going to save more money.
No, they had a bigger
yeah.
studio.
A bigger
that's
studio
true.
And it was cheaper
yeah,
to film in
that's
California.
True.
That's,
mm-hmm.
what, that's
they
why
they
did it.
Did they say Rebecca Bowling?
Huh?
The rent's cheaper over there, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like they moved out, you know, half of it because of Rebecca Bowling. I mean,
Irma,
yeah, that's
a lot of
people say that. A lot of people say that.
A lot of people say that, but you know what? I'm not entirely convinced that Rebecca Budding is going to be there much longer.
No, I don't think so either. I think she's fed up.
Well,
but I don't blame her if she leaves. They give her the same crap couple over and over.
Well,
I keep giving her the same storylines over and over again.
Well, have you seen the
I heard she wasn't too happy with the whole David Greenlee Ryan thing. Was that true?
I don't know about that, but I do know that a lot of people thought David and Greenlee together were great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love David and Greenlee together.
So do I. I think David and Greenlee together was brilliant.
They were
mm-hmm.
a breath of fresh air.
She had more chemistry with him than she does with
yeah.
Well,
Ryan.
There's
me,
a rumor
yeah.
going
I
around. There's a rumor.
I'm a Greenlee and Ryan fan, so I'm I'm not a David Greenlee supporter.
I liked Greenlee. I wish Leo would come back. Greenlee
oh,
and Leo
yeah.
would have
no.
Oh,
no,
I
loved
Greenlee and Leo too. Oh my goodness.
But
yeah, but you know
he's
something?
Now on the big screen, so.
Greenlee's connection to Leo is with David. You know,
yeah.
Leo
mm-hmm,
is dead.
Exactly.
David loved his brother beyond anything.
Yes,
and
he did.
Greenlee loved Leo beyond anything. So there's a common bond between them. David knows how spoiled and self-centered Greenlee is. He knows how her mind works. And
right.
in some sick, twisted
mm-hmm.
way, Greenlee knows how David's mind works.
Yeah.
And that's what
yep.
makes those two magic together.
Mm-hmm.
No, it really does. And there's the other rumor
and
going around that Cameron Matheson might take Regis's place.
That's what I heard, too.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
Whoa,
I hear that a lot. I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I heard that or Kelly's husband, Mark.
Yeah, well, no, I've been hearing Cameron. about Jeff Pope's guy from Survivor. Can you see him going around too?
I don't think.
Wait,
I don't
Mark might take me to the place.
I don't think it'll be Jeff Pope.
Yeah, I heard that it's going to be Cameron Matheson, first of all, because people's not really sure about if they get Mark and Kelly on day after day.
Yeah.
It's going to be the
right.
same thing because they're going
right.
to work together. They won't have too much to chat about. But with Cameron, he's kind of he's more the funny. He's comedic.
Yep.
And they've worked together
before. He can kind of relate to Kelly more.
Yeah,
and,
I hate Ryan. I love Cameron.
Got that.
And that would be way too busy. I think
and
that would
Cameron,
be awesome for him to take over that.
And Cameron has had his test doing spots on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
You know?
He did a great job on those.
Yeah, he does. He does a good job on those.
He's a great job. I mean,
didn't
I,
he
you
used
know,
to
I
do that show
with this weekend?
So he's had
yeah,
that like a mess. So who would have been a soap star?
When he was,
yeah.
he used to do all those
yeah.
episode weekend stuff. He was always the one that did all the introductions, all the, you know, if you watch the shows, you know, go to the shows. He was always
yeah.
the one, you know, doing all the
yep.
talking. He's not shy at all.
Oh, no. So, you know, that might work. But it's going to be an interesting thing to watch to see how this all unfolds.
I'm just
biggest
shocked
concern.
Regis is
you
retiring.
Cyrus, do you think we just got, you know, is retiring from the show, or do you think what Howard Stern called him out a couple of days ago saying that we just was fired due to contract negotiations? What did you think there? Because, you know, I mean, yeah, what did you think? Because, you know, I mean, after Howard Stern made that. Because this announcement was kind of, you know, weird in a way. I thought it was weird. I mean, the way how it, you know, this one day, I mean, Kelly Ripa didn't know until like 20 minutes before the meeting was, I don't believe, but that's just me. I mean,
I don't know what to believe. I think right now every network and every production company is going
yeah.
a little cuckoo.
They're downsizing.
They're
yeah,
downsizing.
We knew that, yeah.
You know, I think there are so many rumors out there. I think people are fighting to keep their jobs.
Oh,
and,
definitely.
Yeah, you know, and
yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I think One Life to Live is back in front of the firing squad again. I think they're in danger.
Mm-hmm. I do,
you know?
Too.
Because ABC...
I agree.
You too.
You know, ABC... Hillary Smith was on Buzzworthy Radio the other day, and I said to her, how come there were no crossover shows for One Life to Live, especially with Castle? I mean,
I know.
Castle with One Life would be perfect. And, you know, ABC just entered into this agreement with Hot in Cleveland. They're doing shows between All My Children and Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's going on? And the fact that Oprah didn't have Erica Slezak on her show today.
Yeah, Erica Slezak or Robin Strasser, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, you know, Erica or Robin. And the other thing is, whether any fan wants to realize this or not, anybody on a soap opera has to get clearance from ABC Daytime to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't
yeah,
tell me
Yeah, unless they're recurring
ABC.
Like Chriselle, right?
Huh?
Unless they're recurring like Chriselle, right?
Even for this show, most of the stars would have to get clearance from ABC Daytime.
Yep.
You know, and
yeah.
the thing that bothers me is Oprah's people were in touch with ABC Daytime. You know, ABC Daytime could have encouraged One Life to Live, especially Erica Slezak. You know,
mm-hmm.
Erica Slezak or Robin.
Or Robin.
And you know, it's like One Life to Live is always the bad little stepchild that you keep in the corner of the room hidden.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
it's the best one.
It really, it is. It is.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
You know, and the fans have to start really picking their battles here. You know, All My Children I don't think is in any danger right now, but I think One Life to Live is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And if And if the ratings aren't good for February, I would be surprised if the Bonds get fired.
I hope to God.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
do too.
Okay, why isn't Fawn out there yet? I mean, you know, every day I wake up thinking, okay, maybe he got fired last night. Maybe they are going to do it all in favor and fire this guy.
Yeah, because there's a petition online for over like 1,000 people who signed it, and he's still there.
Well,
yeah.
ABC has never been known for making good management decisions.
No.
No.
I'm
pretty sure
either.
That we're trying to kill off the soap opera. I think that's why they keep him front, because they want to kill off the soap.
He's a jerk.
Well, if the ratings keep going down, I think he'll be out of there by the end of this year. And I think Frank Valentini will take his job. You know,
I'm
going to
party if he's out of there.
You
and he's trying to cut the soap.
Huh?
That's my other question.
Unless ABC is trying to kill off the soap.
Well,
why
I think Frank Valentini will end up taking Ryan Fonza's place. You know, and if Frank Valentini takes his place, that's good for one life.
Yeah, bad for everybody else. Yeah.
I don't think it's bad for everybody else. Here's why. Do you remember last summer when they did all those what if episodes on soaps?
Yeah.
All of those were done by Frank Valentini.
Frank Valentini did them. I know.
Yeah,
those were really good.
I don't think it'll hurt the shows because Frank did them, and Frank is a good soap opera guy. He gets it.
Oh, he really is. I know.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good soap opera guy. So, all in all, if you're still for Becky, this is what I'm telling people. Monday is Valentine's Day. Go to your local drugstores and buy up the Valentines at half price and send them in to Ann Sweeney and to Brian Franz all week long next week and say, we haven't forgot the love. We're still behind Becky. And I'm going to tell you something. Do not let anybody tell you that your calls are wasted or your letters are wasted.
Oh, no, definitely not.
No.
Even Laura.
No,
no.
There was a tweet from, I think it was Steve Burton or something, saying he's thinks
Steve
giving her. So.
And Laura said it too when she was on Carly's show.
Well, let me tell you something. They are getting not only are they getting inundated with phone calls, I hear the mail is starting to come in.
Well, I wrote her a letter,
Well,
I wrote Becky a letter,
you.
And I wrote Franz a letter.
Silence, were the facts? Were facts do anything? I mean, plug up the fax machine.
Snail mail is the way to go.
I'll tell you this right now, Carly. I am sending out 3 letters a day to both Ann Sweeney, Brian Franz, and Robert Iger, whoever it is. Those are the 3 top that I'm hitting. I hit them every single day. Each of them get 3 letters each every single day.
Yep.
And I'm calling their offices, calling the comment line.
I haven't called the comment. We'll do that, though.
Well, I know that Ann Sweeney, most of the calls going to Ann Sweeney's office are going to voicemail now.
I haven't called the office because the last time I tried, I guess I thought it was my phone, but I guess I got hung up on before I could even say anything.
I thought it was my phone. I get hung up on a daily basis.
They're getting overwhelmed. I know that G. Stewart just said, Silas, do you think that soap fans should support online websites? So let me tell you something. Anything that supports the soap opera genre is a good thing.
Because
if we can rebuild a following for soap opera and create a demand, it's going to help the soaps that are on the air now and perhaps bring some new ones onto the board.
New ones
that's
back
the whole
on,
idea.
Yeah.
You know, and it, to me, it's less about soap operas and more about jobs because, you know, there are actors and writers and crew people. They're not working right now, you know, and these are talented people.
I agree.
You know, so that's the way to go. But anyway, thanks for having me on. I wanted to call in and
You are welcome at any time. You know that.
Well,
glad
I know.
You
next,
called.
Next week we're going to do a co-host deal, aren't we?
Yeah. You want to do Monday night?
Wednesday night?
No, Monday night.
Monday night.
Monday.
All right.
Monday.
Send me an email and let me know what time.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Cool.
Have a good night, girls. Take care.
Night.
See you later.
All right. Yeah.
Good night.
Bye.
We're going to do a
call.
He is awesome.
I know. He is. He's the great. You know one person that got off the list of the prenups? I know I've always said Bradford and Becky, but I'm like in the... You know, one name I was very surprised to see off was from Ryan R. was, maybe I was wrong. No, the actor, I'm still finding it. Actor, you guys, I was very surprised I didn't see Michael get leading actor, he did.
No, he's there.
I don't know where I'm going. Lead actor, but I'm very surprised that Tristan Mathers has only been there for like a couple months or two, and he nominates himself for lead actor.
Okay, wait, so because people nominated themselves for this, that means Becky didn't nominate herself for anything, right?
That she hasn't put
anything
as of yet.
For anything.
Yeah.
She didn't put herself in for anything. Huh. That sucks.
I'm wondering if she didn't put herself in for anything, or was it that they didn't let her put herself in for anything?
That's what I'm wondering, too.
That's
possible.
That is a possibility. Because that sucks. She should have put something in.
She had a lot of material to choose from. Sue has something put in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Even though their storylines are bold, she knocked them out of the park.
The whole lucky Nicholas fiasco, you know?
The roof,
he didn't
more than
get
anything.
Kidnapped. I mean, come on.
You got Terry's on the phone.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello.
I didn't even press one, and you were saying.
Yep.
I know.
She saw the number come up.
You're
that's
just
why.
Getting ahead
She's
of yourself.
She's premature.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I will say that. Oh yeah. Okay. Grain of spice for the people. Tyler is leaving GH. So Liz and Nick will leave PC with the boys. Liz could maybe not be leaving.
Hold on. Did I hear you correctly? You're not telling me that. Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm so glad I don't want you in a hospital.
No,
okay,
no,
if
no,
Nick
no,
and Liz leave
you know
PC
what?
With the boys, I would actually like that since, you know, I'm a Liz FF and a couple lover of all her couples.
Well,
but
no.
I just want her to leave. Just I don't care if she leaves by herself or something, you know, as long as she's alive and with the kids. I don't care.
Yeah. No, I do not want her to
you
leave
know
her
what?
Kids.
I don't, well, okay, but this is my opinion. I don't think Becky's going to be leaving. I mean, she might be maybe leaving for a couple of weeks, but leaving for good, I don't think
it's going
to
happen.
You mean
that
they didn't
pay on one life? How people thought they killed Tay off and actually someone had her captive?
See, what? Well, if she does leave, I think
that.
She'd stay left until Franz gets fired.
I hope that they, one thing, I hope that, is the Jake rumor is not true, I hope, is it?
I hope not.
The Jake rumor is a bunch of shit. Okay, it's a bunch of shit, okay?
And if Jake doesn't get killed, and if they leave, if Liz leaves without Jake, he better not go with Raised by Sam.
And Jason?
There's no way to
raise
it.
I heard better go with Liz, and she's staying alive.
I heard Lucky was going to raise the kids.
And the problem I have with the show in general right now is that the fact that they're getting rid of Liz, yet they're still doing this Jason and Sam baby thing. What? It's not going to work. Because basically, it's just like hypocritical either way. You're getting rid of Liz, so it's okay to get rid of her and have a Jason and Sam baby. No, because he's already been done 2 years or 3 years. He hasn't been in Jake's life. So it doesn't even matter if Jake's on scene or Liz is on the screen, you know? I mean,
plus Ron said himself he doesn't want Jason domesticated. So that's defeating the purpose.
And that's the problem. Is that now they're going to domesticate him with the Sam baby thing?
He's
going to train that.
Even Sam said their lifestyle is not good for a baby. You know what I mean?
I know.
Exactly.
I saw the promo, the Valentine promo or something, and I was like, oh, got it.
She showed him that because of, when they were at Jake's, she picked up a test on her way home because Maxie talked her into it or some shit.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like, okay. Maxie.
And then she told Jason, there's no way I can be pregnant. There's no way.
But does she even talk to Jason about having a child? Because they even
talked to him about it. She did talk to him about it and said that their lifestyle is not made for children.
Yeah.
They both agreed on it.
Maybe she'll pull Courtney she won't tell him and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, you know, and then that's where they break up, where because that's the problem with this relationship with Sam. Sam has made the worst, she's done the worst thing ever on this show, and yet Courtney and Robin, you know, he could not forgive those women, and he can forgive Sam lightly. And Courtney lost the baby and didn't tell him, and he couldn't forgive her for that. And Robin didn't tell him, told the truth. And those are things that can be forgiven, like, in about a month or two or whatever. Not like, you know, but with Sam, it's like something that she did, you can't forgive something like that, you know? And I know it's a soap opera, and I know Fran's going to do whatever he wants, but come on, people don't forget.
But then you have people who say that he forgave Liz for lying to him and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
but Liz never lied.
Nope.
I know she didn't. They never let her actually say it, but some people say otherwise.
And I'm watching, I've been watching Patrick and Robin. I've been watching it, my kick on YouTube, their storyline. And Liz is in there sometimes in some of the scenes together with us, especially the time when she was pregnant with Jake and all that. I'm like,
she was on today.
My God. I'm like, oh, my God, Liz. I can't even watch her on YouTube. I get really sad.
She's on today.
Oh, I haven't watched anything on YouTube. Not even Liz.
This is how they had her in Brooklyn, and then Nick was thanking Brooklyn for not falling for Liz's trap.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me a freaking break.
Yeah, I know. Right in front of Liz like that. Yeah, that was awful. I didn't like that.
I kind of admire Becky for just doing, you know, she's got to
the thing.
Go through this, and and she's just got to finish this out, and hopefully, you know, God will, I don't know, come upon Franz and say, hey, you did something wrong here, you know, wake up or something. I'm
almost
like
she wouldn't finish her scene to show them.
What is the actress who plays Brooklyn has been gone by now, though?
Yeah, why did she even come back? Why did they even have to bring Brooklyn back?
I thought she was gone in January,
I love Brooklyn because of her relationship with Georgie, and they have ruined her for me.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm bummed. I have had a really shitty week, so I had to go to church tonight because I have just, the job that I thought I had, they gave it away because of my fingerprint clearance took too long. I went for an interview for a permanent position at a school district for 6 hours. And then I got cleared on Friday. I got cleared the clearance on Friday. I went Monday to go turn in my clearance thing. And I went to the special ed department to get them. They're like, oh, this. And then from what it was sounding like, it was a substitute, because I'm like, wait a minute. Because then when they were talking amongst each other about me, I'm like, wait a minute, I thought this was a permanent position. They're like, no, it's a substitute. And I was like in shock. I couldn't even remember my name because I had to fill out this form. I couldn't remember my name. I couldn't remember my phone number. I'm like taking my time. I was like getting all disoriented. I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, and so I had been on the phone like for the past 2 days talking to people trying to get somewhere and everything. Basically, I finally got to the person that I was talking to after my interview. She said, oh, yeah, because the fingerprint clearance took too long, we had to fill in the position.
Wow. They never told me.
They never even called me to tell me that they filled the position, and they didn't. I called every week to find out why. To find out
if
my position had gone through. And
that's pretty shitty.
I know.
That's horrible.
And they should have put. They should have filled. Put in a substitute in the meantime until I got cleared. And I was so, I was crying. I was lit up and literally in tears.
Yes, he was.
And I'm in the process of writing a letter to the head of the human resources or something to say this was, this is so unfair. I mean, you know, to go and there was 20 openings for a permanent position. That's very rare.
Openings.
That's rare in education.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly. Especially now, yeah.
I know, and so, I mean, I know there's probably nothing that they can do, because I called the other day, and I talked to one of the person that interviewed me. I think I was talking to her, and she's like, have you been cleared? I'm like, yeah, but they've been filled. She's like, yeah, unfortunately, the positions have been filled. And nobody ever called me. Hello?
We lost somebody.
Somebody's
hello?
On the thing.
Hello?
Are you guys hearing that?
What?
Yeah. I'm not.
Okay.
It's not me.
It's not me.
What? Hello?
Is that me?
That is
hey.
Me.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Me. My Carly?
Can you hear? Yeah?
Hello? Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You guys, it's...
To top the day off today, I lose my driver's license. I looked in my wallet because I'm going to apply for tutoring positions, and I need my driver's license.
Okay.
They want me to shut up? Okay, is that what it's telling me?
No.
Okay. So
no, because someone was listening in still.
Oh, okay. And so I have to go to DMV today and get a replacement a driver's license. I'm like, man, I can't win this week, you know? And, oh, gosh. Oh, I'm so upset.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I know. I'm like, really upset. Hello? Okay.
That was so funny.
Okay.
That was so funny.
I'm so fucking shit. I'm so fucking pissed off.
Okay, bye. I'm going to do that ever again.
I just came out of church and I'm saying fuck. God,
that's a bad sign.
I know. Oh man, I gotta find something to eat. I don't know where to go, so I'm driving around trying to find something to eat.
At 12:00 at night. Oh my God.
Well, actually, it's at 9:00 here. So.
9:00, cause yeah, it's true. You're on the other side. I always forget about that.
It's
the 9:30
here.
Does anybody know if Jason, Sam, oh God, okay.
Can't even talk.
Scrubs. Yeah, I can't even talk. Does anybody know if Scrubs was on today? Does anybody, even though
F-who?
I'm not watching it, if Scrubs was on today?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I do know that my friend's really excited about a scene coming up with them.
I know, I love Scrubs, but I'm just watching them on YouTube. I'm not giving them my support for this show right now. So, yeah, I've been on a Scrubs kick lately. I can't stand Lisa. I wish they'd just get rid of her, man. And Patrick,
oh, I know. I can't
Johnny
stand her either.
He's literally begging Johnny to give up the syringe. He's even begging him out.
Yeah.
He'll take Lisa's place. If you need anything, I got your back or something. What is with Johnny and Lisa? Is he like falling for her or what?
I think so.
Oh,
I think there's
going to
be a Lisa, Johnny, Olivia triangle.
Oh, gross. I hope not.
The sad thing is that Lisa's trying to break up Robin and Jason. And Robin and Jason. Oh, God.
Robin and Patrick.
And even if Patrick doesn't even like this person, so why is she even trying to break them up? There's no way in hell he's going to go to her.
Uh-uh.
You know?
No way.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Patrick wants his wife back anyway.
But
I still don't see
why he even cheated, because the Patrick who married Robin would not cheat on her.
I agree.
He married Robin would, but not the Patrick after.
I think it's all because she got him drunk or whatever.
I know. Poor Robin. I felt so bad for her when that happened.
And then she went through that phase where she was talking about Stone a lot because she was doing those things at HIV and they were fighting a lot.
And Patrick felt jealous of that. He felt jealous of a ghost.
Of a dead guy,
or something.
Yeah,
and so that's what pushed him. I think that's what even pushed him further to Lisa. And Lisa was playing it, was seducing him for all it was worth,
but
too.
But that was
kind of
ridiculous, I think, because, I mean, give me a break. I mean, the guy's dead. You can't be jealous over somebody that's dead. Yeah, it was our first love, but I mean, come on. It's not like he's going to come back to life.
I know. I have to say, though, I watched the scene on YouTube between Michael and Jason and Carly about his rage.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Steve Burton in a really great scene in like 10 years. Or what? Since Jason and Liz broke up. But I haven't seen him in a scene like that in a very, very long time.
Which scene was that?
Well, a scene where Michael finally told Jason that he was raped. That Michael.
Oh
was
yeah, that was.
And you
that
know the problem that I'm having with this
I cried.
Is that they
Did
better.
Jason almost started to cry. I was gonna cry.
I know. Okay, I don't know where I'm.
That
going.
Was awful.
I know. I mean, you had to know. I mean, come on. In the beginning of it, you had to know that he was raped this whole time, though, the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
But ABC has to get the go-ahead to go do the storyline before they can do it.
And you know what? Silas, on his radio show, I was listening to it the other day because it was about Rebecca Herbst. She was talking about Rebecca and stuff like that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he said that. With Michael, it's related 95% to most of that candidate. And you could bring
Have you been on Soap Central and seen the family list? It's pretty much as big as like Rex Brady and Kathy Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Nantia, you just missed Cyrus. He called in for like a half an hour.
Oh, did he? Well, I really liked listening to his show about what he was saying about Mike, about the thing. He said everybody could, this if they play this right, if they do the storyline justice, it could be played, because Michael's been a part of
the whole
thing. We had Michael, and everybody could be involved. Liz could eventually become involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky, because he helped Liz through that, her rape and everything,
and
you know, it's just if they play this storyline right, and it could be a start of something better for General Hospital. But I'm afraid that Franz is going to take too much control with this storyline, too. And
maybe Franz will be gone soon.
Put it in the shit pan or whatever that saying goes. Okay.
Did you find something yet?
I'm just driving up and down the street. I don't even know where the heck I'm going. I passed a Del Taco or a Taco Bell. Maybe I'll go back there. I need comfort food right now. I've been eating nothing but comfort food.
You know what? Talking about comfort food.
I was literally crying on the phone with my mom that day. You know, my mom's like, Terry, don't cry about it. Go fight. Just go hit the pavement again or write a letter or call them or something. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, Mom, I'm doing that. I'm going to do that. And my mom doesn't understand is that it's very hard to find a job in education, especially a benefit, 6 hours. It took me a long time to get to that position, and then to have it fall through my hands like that just because of a fingerprint clearance and stuff, you know. And a friend of mine today, she's like really helped me out. I'm gonna send email my letter to her, and she's like a management, you know. And she said, Terry, you need to send a letter. You need to certify and tell them that. Is there any way that you could put me on permanent or something because of what happened or something? Because the process that they did this was fairly unjust, you know, fairly not fair. You know, I went through all the stuff to do that. I did everything that I can do. And to have that
10 seconds.
Call me to tell me that it was filled. I have a feeling that they lost it or something. They must have lost my clearance, you know, and they're too afraid to tell me. They're just bullshitting me and giving me the substitute position when they knew full well that they, you know, found it on the floor or something. I don't know.
Okay. You know what? Talking about comfort food, for the past week, week and a half, everyone's been talking about Olive Garden, and you know who they are. They are.
Carly, I
never
talked about Olive Garden. You talking to me? Oh.
Carly? I'm not talking about you, Joe. I'm talking about someone else.
It's Elise.
Yeah, hi.
You asked me to do something for you, and I just did it.
Oh, you did?
You sent me a
okay,
Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
Okay.
I'm playing
around
with my
computer.
What did
you just do,
Elise? Was it something illegal? I said, what did
no,
you just do, Elise?
No,
was it something illegal?
No.
I'm joking.
Yeah,
she asked me to try to get somebody on the call, and because I run Chad's website,
you.
I sent him a message.
Thank you. Let me know if anything comes of it.
I sent him a message. We'll find out.
No, but okay, so I've been dreaming of breadsticks. So tomorrow I'm going to go get some nice breadsticks. So if anyone wants Olive Garden breadsticks, I will send you some.
Hello.
Well, I'll let you know when I get my message back from him, if he will. Come on. I don't see why not. He's a great guy.
You know what? You know what is so depressing? Like, Monday, Valentine's Day. Does everyone just depress everyone? And it's depressing me.
You know, I'm tired of that.
I'm going to cry.
I'm going to go out and buy all kinds of Valentines and send them to Brian Franz and Anthony.
And Becky, and I'm going to send them to Brian Franz, Guza Jr., Becky. Definitely.
That's going to be my Valentine's Day, and
you know
I think
what?
That's
mine
a good
too.
Way to spend it.
Are they supposed to have a Valentine's special with Jason and Sam, or do you know, anybody know? Because I'm sure it's going to...
No idea.
I don't know.
I hope Molly doesn't, you know, set something up for them.
Like
and
last
year?
Yeah.
With Molly.
Yeah.
They should just write her as a kid. You know, she's like, they make her
well,
like...
Well, we talked about this earlier, and she does go to...
She what?
Upstanding. We were talking about that earlier, and she does go to an upstanding school, and, you know, she is, you know... In AP classes, it's supposed to be the brainiac.
Does
this
upstanding AP school really have 11-year-olds reading Shakespeare?
Yes,
because I took AP classes, so yeah.
Really? Wow.
I just knew I was reading Shakespeare whenever I was in fifth grade.
You
didn't read Shakespeare till ninth grade, so.
You know, the stuff that they're teaching kids that are younger that are in, like, elementary school, they're, like... It's amazing that they're teaching probably, like, geometry in, like, elementary or something. I wouldn't be surprised about that, you know?
Well, how old is she supposed to be? 13?
Geometry.
Okay, I muted myself. Okay. Last time I did that,
so
I was talking.
Have you picked a place yet?
For what? Oh, yeah, I was in the drive-thru just now. I was on mute. I had you guys on mute when I was getting it. I went to Del Taco Bell.
What did you get?
they have these deals. They're like really cheap deals. I got, it's like a burrito and you get Doritos with it. And then I ordered, and then I got an extra burrito for my father.
Now you're making me hungry.
I know.
God.
Oh, that reminds me. I should have got cinnamon, the cinnamon things. Oh, never mind. I got a box
of cinnamon sticks.
I got a box of
cookies.
Oh, those
are so good.
I bought a box of cookies at work today. She had some cookies left for the Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scouts?
Extra box, yeah.
Mm, I love Girl Scout cookies.
What are you
go for now?
I bought Girl Scout cookies.
They haven't
come yet.
I go to the teacher, do you want one? And she's like, no. And the kids are like, oh, I want one. I'm like, no, if I open this up, you guys are going to eat it all. And then the teacher goes, no, Tara, you need it because you're stressing out. I'm like, I know.
I love when Andy's Frozen Custard back in Missouri has, what is it, those thin mint, thin mint concrete.
Those thin ones. They're like, my favorites are the thin mints and the caramel delight ones.
I know.
I went and I ordered like a whole bunch of Girl Scout cookies, and of course, like, I had to order some for my mom and my dad, but then I ordered like 3 boxes of the Thin Mints.
Oh, you did?
I did.
How much
and
those
are for
like,
myself.
I only got 2 boxes.
Aren't they like $4 a box?
They are. They're $4 a box.
They are.
Yeah.
$4. I wonder how much they buy them for.
I don't know.
But I think they're like $20 in Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I couldn't find anybody in Florida that was selling them, so I bought them from a girl I know in Massachusetts. So she's shipping them to me when they come in. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, really?
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe nobody has – no, none of the kids are on here in Girl Scouts. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I kind of got you some from Ohio, man.
Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend, her daughter is in Brownie, so she just, you know, and I'm friends with her on Facebook, and she was like, do you want some? And she's, you know, I'm right around the corner from my mom, so she's like, I'll send them to you. I don't care. I'm like, all right, cool. All right.
hey, Allie, speaking of Facebook, you know the Facebook page, a lot of people are leaving it. Every time I go
I know.
Everybody's leaving, and I try to go on there, and I say, people, why are you leaving? You know, I kind of, like, be polite about it, because I guess there's some people on there that I haven't been on there, so I guess there's some people I start to get into, like, totally about whatever, and some people don't like that. They say it's just is a place to come to talk about Becky and her scenes with anybody, you know, her relationship with anybody.
I haven't been on Facebook in so long.
Really?
I'll tell you, it's
been
a long time, yeah. Other than, like, just talking to people on my BlackBerry, you know what I mean? Like, I'll get a message on my BlackBerry or something, then I'll talk to them then. But on the computer, the only thing I've been on is my email, my business, and Twitter. That's it.
I started the group, though, Terry, because I wanted to kind of have sort of like a center hub for everything that was going on about this whole Save Becky thing.
Right.
So I put it on there. It wasn't about to discuss the show. It was not about to discuss the pairings.
It was about the discussion of
getting Becky back on, getting her rehired,
and a place
where you can come and you can have all the information of all the campaigns going on to help her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
I deleted a whole bunch of posts.
Did you really? Oh, that's good, because I haven't been on there for a while, so.
Yeah, I haven't been on there
in
a while either.
So busy doing
me
either.
What are the posts saying?
I went on there today, and they're, like, talking about Brooklyn singing being sucky, and they're, like...
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
They're, like,
that was awful.
Commenting on the actress and saying how her singing sucked and all that. There was, like, 2 or 3 posts about that, and I went, and I was, like, okay, this has no dealing whatsoever about Becky. I know Becky right now is in a storyline with Brooklyn, but we do not need to... I mean, I hate this whenever...
Yeah, people down.
Start putting other actresses down just because there's a storyline with them. It reminds me of grade school, and it's just so catty, and that's not how we need to be. We need to be positive and focus on Becky and what we can do to help Becky, not criticize the actors and actresses who have gotten contracts on there since Becky has been let go.
Right, and that's kind of stupid because they're just playing what they're written. I mean, it's not their fault what they're playing. I mean, yeah, because Brooklyn sang a song and was, you know, all over Nicholas in front of Becky. I mean, that's not, it's not Brooklyn's fault. It's not Andrea Leon, whatever, she's going by these
names.
Yeah,
Leon,
you know, she's
not her fault. Yeah, it's the writer's
fault.
It's
not her fault, you know, I mean.
Exactly. So I deleted
those. She's just doing what she was told.
There.
I mean, I thought she sounded great anyway.
I heard her before, and I think she's great.
She has an awesome
people
voice.
Was criticizing her voice and everything, and I think that's fine. You don't like the actor. You don't need to tear them apart on somebody else's group that it's not even about them.
Yeah, exactly. I
so
agree with
I'm
you.
Not wasting my time with that. If I see any more posts like that, I'm deleting them, Terry. Feel free to take anything down that you feel is being disruptive. Like, I posted on there numerous times, we're not there to talk about pairings. We're not there to talk about who she needs to be with. We're there to talk about how to get Becky back, and there's no other way around that. That's what the group is for. It's not a who's who.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it's midnight.
No, I'm just at home now. I'm finally at home now. I'm like
tired.
It's
only 10:10 here.
You know, my room is so fucking messy. It's like not even funny.
Yeah, I'm well.
You know what, Terry?
So
I like didn't clean
dusty.
Today.
It's
so
like dog hair all over the damn place. My mom comes into my room sometimes and she'll like put her hand and I'm like, okay, mom, yes, I know. It's really bad. Okay, you know, just you know, I think the last time I really cleaned my room is when I went to go visit Carly last summer. I think that was the last time I really finally did a good cleaning. I know.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I give you.
Sometimes occasionally
I give you money.
I
give you money the next time to clean the room is when she comes back to see.
Occasionally, because my niece was sleeping in my bedroom, and so I, of course, had to make the room look nice, you know, so. But I'm surprised I don't have any health problems with all the dust. It's so sad. I've always been that way. My mom never made me growing up. She never made me, like, clean a room or anything, you know. Sometimes
no,
I feel like.
My mother didn't either.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like if she would have made me do something like that, I'd be a little bit better at doing it, you know?
No, you won't. My mom
no,
made
you
me
wouldn't.
Do it every
you wouldn't.
Single day.
Okay.
You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. My mom always did
trust
that, and
me,
I'm so
just
horrible.
Just because I have my own apartment does not mean I clean it. I even told Carly today, I'm like, I really should clean the apartment, but I don't feel like it. I think I'm going to go take a bath.
Hey, what did I say to you?
Exactly.
You don't feel like cleaning
too,
it?
And
don't.
I don't feel like cleaning it. I'm cleaning it. I live alone, so me and my
dad. That's what I was. I was like, who's going to come over? I don't invite usually anybody over. My mom was over Monday night, and she went, she's like, Alicia, I think you might need to clean a little bit. I said, I'll clean whenever I want to clean. I did the dishes.
There you go.
Yay!
The dishes in the laundry.
No, my dad, I bought like the apple juice this past weekend at Target, like a big one. And my niece texted me and said, you dropped it all on the floor.
Oh,
so now, because we take turns cleaning the kitchen, and I go, the floors all got sticky and everything. Now I got to go tomorrow and buy those little Swiffery things and clean the floor and stuff. I'm like, oh, man, you know, and the dishes and stuff. I hate doing dishes with a passion, but, you know.
I hate doing dishes, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
The only
that's
good
why
thing
I,
is
just
me,
doing,
so.
That's why I have, like, paper plates and plastic cups.
Yeah, I don't even want to bother buying
because
it's
that's
just
a
me.
Good idea, you know, and, you know, I'm so bummed about this job thing because I was planning on it was going to be extra money to help around the house or whatever, you know, and, or, you know, it's like now, it's like,
it's like they took that that choice away from me, kind of. You know,
right.
They won that choice, but they just took it away from me. And I want that. So that's why my friend says to send that letter to let them know that you're upset and that you're serious about this. I wonder if it's happened. I'm just wondering if it's happened to a lot of other people. You know, what they should have done is they should have hired the 20 people. Like say I was the 20th person, stop right there. We've already got her. And then in the meantime, put a substitute person in the position until it's cleared. And everybody at my other job was saying, oh, don't worry about it. You've got the job or whatever. And come to find out that actually she gave me the paperwork as a substitute. She said for the first 30 days you'd be considered a substitute, but then it'll kick in for benefits and permanent. So,
which is kind of
different. I don't know. Now I have to go back to the drawing board again, search for another 2 years.
Out there.
I know.
I can't find a job either.
I know, and then
I have a bachelor's degree, and I can't find a job either.
I know it's hard.
Gosh.
It's like,
yeah.
And people, and you like your parents are saying, oh, go. It's you need to go find a job or whatever. And I'm like,
no,
Mom.
Thank God. My parents haven't done that because my mother was out of work for the last. My mother's an RN.
Oh, really?
She got laid off right before Christmas.
Yeah, my dad's looking for a job.
Hard.
My mother started Monday at the new job, so she's a director of nurses again.
Good.
So she's happy. But it took her 6 months to find a job. But, I mean, she's also 60 years old, too, so. She's too young to retire, but, you know, then they use the age thing against you, too. You know what I mean? So,
that is not right.
They can't
that
do that.
So
I know.
Not right.
Well, they don't want to pay her what she's worth. I mean, she's an RN. They don't want to pay her, you know. So she's in Massachusetts, too, so that's more money. In Boston, they don't want to pay her the $45, $40 an hour that she should get. You know what I mean? So she took a lower-paying job, but she's a director of nurses, but... She says she's only wants to work for the 5 years, and then because the house is paid off, and my mother will never fully retire. She'll consult or something or do something, but once the house is paid off in another year or two, she wanted to retire anyway, but now she'll just stay and get her full benefits when she's 65. It's only 5 years from now, so. Because my father retired at 55. He retired early because he could afford to. Because my mother made all the money, so, you know. So he doesn't get his full pension because he's not 65 yet either. So he's only getting partial of Social Security and his pension from a teacher, because he was a teacher, his pension from a city, so. But, you know, they kick you out when you get to be a certain age and when you're teaching, too.
Carly, I want to come visit you soon.
Hey, Allie, did you watch Vampire Diaries?
I did!
Oh, wasn't it? Oh, my God. Damon finally admitted that he was in love with... Oh, I love Damon. I love Damon.
I
love him. I love him.
I love Damon.
I want them to get together so fucking bad now, and I know we'll probably have to wait a while, but, man, I want them together even more. How can they, you know, Stefan's too fucking good. They need this bad guy with the good girl. You know, he is so,
always.
I just love him to death. The hottie, man.
I'm telling you what. And he has, like, eyes, like, oh, my God. I've always had a thing for blue eyes, and Damon
Me too. He's like the hottest thing since sliced bread, you know?
I know. Oh my God, him in that tub.
Oh my God. He's like, he still wants to be good, but
I know, but
you know,
he's gotta bad.
You know, yeah. It's like, that's so, I just really fell. And,
I'm telling you what, this is the second week in a row that I've had an orgasm while watching The Vampire Diaries.
Oh my God.
Hopefully we go for week number 3 tomorrow.
The thing is though, you know that he's so, I like what she talks, is my Bluetooth still, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
And you know when Elena touched him, he's like, please don't be doing that, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I kind of felt like calling you, Allie, when I was watching it or texting you.
You
I'm like, are you watching this? You know?
You should have.
Yeah.
You can call me.
I love Damon, Caroline, and Tyler, and Kat.
Oh, yeah, Caroline and, what's his name?
Oh, and Bonnie.
Tyler?
Oh, yeah. Caroline and Tyler. Oh, God, I love them together, too.
See, I love Caroline and Stefan and Caroline and Tyler and Caroline and Matt.
Caroline and Stefan, I forgot about. Yes.
I actually would like to see Caroline and Stefan together more because they kind of have more in common. I mean, she's trying to deal with the whole being a vampire thing. He still has guilt over being a vampire.
Yeah.
Really? Elena needs to be with somebody who's accepted being a vampire.
Why are they guilty about being a vampire?
He's never quite accepted that he's a vampire. He's always trying to be more human.
That's why he's become like
which is
human.
Really ironic since he's the one who made
I've never
like,
seen the show.
Made
know,
sure
know,
that
yeah,
Damon
know,
would be a vampire.
I know.
Also watch
and
the
that's why
sometimes.
Damon loves he just embraced
I know.
You know.
But
one week he missed being human, though, he finally admits that his big secret is that he misses being human, you know. So now that they're developing his character, now we can understand him a little bit better, you know. Deep underneath all that bravado and meanness is lies a really nice guy or vampire.
Oh, I loved him from the beginning.
I know, me too.
I
did too. I mean, I liked the actor that plays Stefan. I mean, I've seen him. He was on some soap opera, and he was on Guiding Light a long time ago, and I liked him, and I followed him somewhere else. And then when I saw the previews for that, and then when I heard that Ian Somerhalder was going to be on, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's going to be even better. And so, but
see,
then when I saw the attraction between Damon and Elena, I'm like, wait a minute, it's just like Pacey and Dawson on Dawson's Creek. You know, I always wanted Joey with Dawson. You know, I wanted them to get together so bad. I mean, you know.
And then Pacey came in.
And then all of a sudden, the chemistry with Pacey was amazing. And so I became a Pacey and Joey fan. It's just like, you know, I never really liked Stefan and Elena.
But no, I wanted to watch The Vampire Diaries because I was a Nina DeBrave fan from Degrassi.
Oh, was that Degrassi, the Next Generation show? Really?
Yeah, I watched it. I was a religious watcher. I watched the first one back whenever it just had, you know, the regulars on with Paige and all of them. And then I started watching The New Generation, and Nina DeBrave played Isabel or something like that or something. I don't know. I don't know the name of the character, but she was on there regularly, and I loved her on there. And then I went and I saw it up there for a preview of The Vampire Diaries, and it was already mid-season, or close to the end of season one. And I was like, oh, my God, I think that's
really?
So-and-so from Degrassi. I got to watch it. And, like, I didn't know anything about the characters, nothing. But I watched it, like, one show, and at the end of it, I was like, oh, my God, Elena and Damon need to be together.
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I love Damon and Elena together. I'm so indecisive on Caroline, but I am not indecisive on those two.
I know.
Yeah.
Remember the car trip that they took? Remember that car trip that they took? Wasn't that?
Yes.
That
was,
like, yeah.
I love that car trip. See, I just recently watched it because I bought the full season.
Oh, really?
Because I had never got to watch that.
Oh, really?
Like, I had come in, like, what was it? Like, around Founders Day or something.
Oh,
it was, like,
really?
Right after. It was right after the whole road trip scene or something
that. Was
like
a
that.
Good, have you seen it yet, the road trip
I
scene?
I have seen it now because I bought the damn, whole series.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did not
the game and sexiness all the time.
I didn't want to watch the show, but then finally, like, a little bit into the second season, or no, at the end of the first, I don't remember, but anyway, finally my friend convinced me, but the ironic thing is she's a Stefan and Elena fan.
Oh, really? How can you like
yeah.
Stefan and Elena? I don't get it. It's just like, It's just like,
I don't get it either. They're so boring to me.
How can you, like, you know what I mean?
I
for the
know.
People that don't like Sam and
See,
Jason,
like,
I mean.
I don't even think of them as Sam and Jason because Sam and Jason grosses me out, but Steph and Elena just bores me to death.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's
you know what?
Point. That's a good point.
You know
yeah.
what, though? I think, like, there's got to be a point to this, though, because us people who like Jason and Elizabeth, you got to remember, too, Jason and Elizabeth are kind of opposite.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's
yeah.
the good girl.
Yeah,
Jason's
true.
Kind of the bad
yeah.
boy. And
mm-hmm.
then you go over to Vampire Diaries and you have Stefan, who's the good boy.
Yeah.
Damon, who's
and
the bad
Elena
boy.
Elena,
yeah.
who's the good girl. And of course, we're going to gravitate more towards
yeah,
the bad
that's,
boy
that's
complex.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. Exactly.
yeah. That is so
we
true.
We just love bad boys.
But then again, people I know who don't like Liz and Jason like Dana and Elena, so it's not always that.
It's not always that, but, I mean,
yep.
they still like Jason, though.
Oh, yeah, I like Jason. I do.
yeah,
I
he's definitely
Jason.
Like Jason.
I mean, I like Sam when
Jason,
she was.
But...
I like Sam when she wasn't in Jason's turn, like when she was lucky. I was liking
Me
her.
Me, too.
You know?
I was liking her, too.
Yeah, and
Russian she had an
now.
Identity.
There's that whole thing,
yeah.
though. There's the whole thing, though. Sam was the bad girl, Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky the cop, yeah. I liked Sam
mm-hmm.
and Lucky
Yeah, and she had
too.
Her own
that
identity with him.
Yeah.
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 Opposites, it's
opposites
always running true.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, opposites to attract.
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's
gosh, Carrie, have you...
I'm the losers. That I have to
have you read into some good Vampire Diaries fan fiction?
You know what? I have not read one fan fiction of Vampire Diaries. Where can I go to find
oh
them?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Fanfiction.net. Fanfiction.net.
Yeah, fanfiction.net.
Okay.
Has everything.
TV series, Vampire,
really?
Vampire Diaries.
It has them all.
Oh,
yeah, it has everything.
Are they like X-rated, too? No, I'm kidding.
no.
Yes.
I have I've only read a couple from my friends on Twitter that have written about One Life to Live, you know, the soul couple. And
really?
Well,
like that. Okay.
I just read this one
that was
about...
Star and Cole are my favorite. I can't see Star and James together, but they do have chemistry.
Yeah.
I love Star
Cole.
And James. No, but Terry, I read this fan fiction.
That reminds me, I was going to go on there tonight to read one of them, but that's a...
Oh,
but I love Star
it?
And James because I was never into Star and Cole, but I don't like Ford
I'm
Langston
getting
because
into
I
Star
love
James now because, you know, I'm getting into it now, you know, but at first I was like, when I found out Brandon was leaving, I was like, no, not my Star and Cole, but, you know, hey, what can you do, you know? But
yeah.
4 years
and
I know a high school sweetheart
to Star and James, though, because I didn't
forever.
Like Star and Cole. Like,
well,
I never got into Star and Cole, so.
Yeah.
They're high school sweethearts. You can't expect them to be together forever.
But yeah. the reason I did not get into Langston and Ford is because of Langston and Marco.
Mm-hmm. Terry,
right.
I will definitely get you some links to some good Vampire Diaries fan fiction.
Because the only fan fiction I've ever really read is Jason and Elizabeth, and some of them are really darn good. You know, I have
really
yeah.
That's what, that was my catalyst into the fan fiction thing. And then,
really?
Like, I was like, really? What other shows could they go to?
I know.
And, like, Twilight, Vampire Diaries.
They've got
everything.
Well, almost
everything. Almost everything.
Yeah. You know what? These writers on these shows should take a cue from the fantasy writers.
I know.
This is
I'll tell
you.
One of the girls that I follow, I'm sure you guys follow her on Twitter too. Haley, she can write. She's been writing
really?
A lot. She can write.
Yeah.
She's still in high. She's a senior in high
What's
school.
What's her Twitter name?
It's X Haley. Her last name X. I forget. And but she can write. She's a senior in high school this year, and she's always writing something, I mean, about Star and Cole and Liz and, oh, my gosh, this
and
girl
you know,
can write.
The thing is
There's another girl on there, too. Jessica is her real name. I don't know what her Twitter name is, but she can write, too. Oh, my God. I'm like,
yeah,
Jessica, I told Jessica,
my
I'm like,
favorite
she should be
is,
a writer.
Yeah, have you guys read Mandy? She's my favorite.
Nuh-uh.
No.
Well, has she written anything about
the liaison
yet?
Oh, you got to read her.
Oh, no, I got to read that. Yeah, I was going to
really?
Read that one.
What is it called? What is it?
Mandy MLD, that's her fanfic name.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, I love her story. She incorporates like everybody
everything.
Who's ever been
yeah,
on the
that's
canvas.
What I heard. Everybody told me to go
yeah.
and read hers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But I don't know what you guys I'm going to I gotta go to bed. It's 12:30 on the East Coast here.
Yeah,
so you guys
me too.
Have fun.
I like have to work tomorrow.
Okay, well I guess we better call it a night then. So
I'm calling it a night.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Nice talking to y'all.
Love you guys.
Nice talking to y'all.
Okay.
Good night.
For hours. Jeez. Kylie, I'll talk to you on Twitter tomorrow.
All right, yeah, talk to me on Twitter tomorrow.
I will. I'll be home
tomorrow.
Night,
guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.